What up, what up? Welcome to the Maverick Talks podcast, episode numero dos. I think I'm going to keep this old Spanish thing going for naming the episodes or whatever. But anyways, welcome to the second installment. Thank y'all so much for listening to the very first episode. It really means a lot to me. I didn't expect that so many people would be hitting me up saying that they liked it, they enjoyed it, they can't wait to see what's coming. So shout out to y'all for being loyal and for being real, man. But on this episode, I'm going to do things just a tad bit differently. Instead of just talking about one particular topic, I think we just go talk about a whole bunch of shit. Okay, I think we're just going to talk about a whole bunch of shit. But anyways, this segment of the Maverick Talks podcast, I'm going to name it This Too Much, because it honestly is just way too much. First of all, before we get started, I just hope that all of y'all had a good Thanksgiving. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves, had fun, ate some good food, because I know I did. Me and my siblings, we started a movement, hashtag two plates movement. We can't just eat one plate of Thanksgiving food at a time. We got to do two plates. You know, even though in a black family, like in a black household during the holidays, it's customary that you just pile your plate up with food. But for like the last 2 years, we've just been doing it differently. We've just been getting two plates. Like, yeah, it looked good aesthetically for a picture with all of your food piled up in just like one plate. But I think that limits the amount of portions that I'm supposed to eat, because I don't just want a little portion of collard greens sitting next to my turkey or my ham. I want a lot of collard greens. I like to eat. This is Thanksgiving. I'm not trying to eat healthy. I'm not trying to watch my weight. I'm not trying to watch my calories. I don't care who has anything to say to me about what's on my plate. I'm getting two of them filled all the way to the top with food. Yes, my macaroni and cheese and my yams touched each other. Absolutely. You better know it. But anyways, we started a movement, hashtag two plates movement. Get on board for it. Christmas is coming up. It's not too late to join, guys. It's never too late. But I hope everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving, for real, for real. You know, just family, friends, loved ones gathering around, being joyful, laughing, talking, eating. You know, even though you got family members who ask the questions that you don't really want to answer. You know, those like, where your little friend at? When you graduating, how school? You know, those kind of questions. Oh, what you cook? I didn't cook nothing, auntie. I didn't cook nothing. What did you cook? Did you make nasty potato salad this year? Oh, okay. Anyways, moving on. Hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving and great holiday season. Black Friday shopping actually wasn't too bad this year. Only thing I bought was like this message board for my room. That was like $12. Original price $60. So I felt like that was a pretty good steal, if you ask me. That's about it. With my family, we decorated the Christmas tree, that whole thing. Put some decorations up, you know, nothing too fancy, nothing too much. That was pretty much it. So yeah, we're just gonna continue to move this right along. So a lot of y'all know, during the past weekend, it was Thanksgiving, a holiday weekend or whatever, a lot of crazy ish happened. Lots of crazy stuff. I think that's pretty much the reason why I decided to do this topic for this. Is just way too much. All right, first thing on the list, we got the Mississippi preacher that decided that it was a great idea to fly around the sanctuary. Is this what I paid my tithes and offering for? For you to get some machine so you can just fly around and preach? I think not. Okay, flying preacher Bartholomew Orr raises eyebrows in South Haven, Mississippi. Like, he decided that it would be a great idea for his sermon to fly around. And the sermon was basically about when Jesus comes back and he cracks open the sky, and then here come this fool flying around the sanctuary, and everybody's just like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that whole thing. But anyways, yeah, he decided that it would be a great idea to just fly around the sanctuary. The name of the church is Brown Baptist Church in South Haven, Mississippi. And the pastor's name is, once again, Bartholomew Orr. So, yeah, I'm just going to read you this article from MASH, just a quick snippet, you know. Not too much, because they ain't sponsoring me, so I ain't giving them too much. But the article reads thus. This guy really knows how to make an entrance. In a video shared on Facebook by whatever her name is, Zakendria Webb. On Sunday, the head pastor of the Brown Baptist Church in Southampton, Mississippi, Bartholomew Orr, can be seen flying onto the stage of his church. He sits gone viral and been dubbed as the flying preacher after he delivered part of his sermon in midair. Of course, Orr isn't actually flying. He's very clearly hooked onto a line, but his descent onto the stage while talking about Jesus Christ's return certainly gives it a dramatic edge. Do y'all think that it was a dramatic edge? I think it was just way too much. I think he was just doing the absolute most for no reason. I don't know. Y'all let me know down in the comments. Moving right along. I don't want to give him too much time either. Dwight Howard. This scandal is a mess. Okay? The reports probably came out probably Saturday or Sunday. I found out about it on Sunday. So we're just going to go with Sunday for this thing. Dwight Howard is basically under fire for sexual harassment accusations with a transsexual. If that's what the man likes, that's what he likes. I don't think it's anybody's business what he does, but hey, it is what it is. The person making the accusations, though, I feel like it's a lot of holes in the story. For one, the thread started off with saying that this thread was in no way intended to harm Dwight Howard or throw salt on his name, but the entire thread was about Dwight Howard and throwing salt on his name. So I really can't believe anything that you are saying thus far if you are unsure on what you're going to tell us, because if you say in no way, shape, or form the sky is blue, but all you talk about is the sky being blue, I can't believe anything you're talking about, because you're talking about exactly what you said you weren't going to talk about. I don't know, y'all. I just give my opinion, give my thoughts on this thing. It's just way too much. You know, anyways, so yeah, the person making the accusations is, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, Mazin Elijah. That's probably wrong. That's what it looks like. But anyway, also reportedly, Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson also speak about the Dwight Howard allegations on this scandal itself. Let's read that article, shall we? Now, I don't think Matt Barnes really should have an opinion about it, because he's still going through his own thing with his wife and, you know, the kids. So I think you should probably just keep your comments to yourself if you don't want nobody to comment about your stuff. But whatever. Let's see. Over the weekend, a major scandal shook the NBA world as it was alleged that Dwight Howard regularly attends transgender sex parties. Wow. He was outed by Mazin Elijah, who was the person that, you know, who identified as his lover. That's crazy. It also states that they had a romantic relationship for over the past few years, and Dwight has remained silent on the situation, hoping everything blows over soon. But others are offering their opinions on the topic at hand. Obviously, somebody's sexual preference shouldn't really be making headlines. However, with the infrequency of players coming out in the NBA, this was made into a big deal. Dwight's former teammates, Matt Barnes, went on Instagram Live and Steven Jackson to discuss their thoughts. Now, also, Matt Barnes, if you guys don't know, is trying to start his own podcast with Steven Jackson and with Fox Sports. So I believe that this was just a hot topic for them to talk about in hopes that it would get their upcoming podcast some momentum, so people can start talking about it and tuning in. But if you ask me, I think it's all trash, because like I said, this is man's sexual orientation. What does that have to do with y'all? Like, who cares? the person making the accusations, I feel like if you were reportedly so much in love with him, why would you even want to hurt him in such a way? But I don't know. If y'all leave y'all comments down below, let me know what's going on, how y'all feeling about it, because I ain't really feeling it too much. Next on the list, Kim Kardashian is saying that her husband Kanye West does not like the things that she posts on social media as far as her pictures and things like that. I have my own opinion about the Kardashians as a whole, and I want to make sure that this does not, in any way, shape, or form, become disrespectful to the woman or her family. But Kim, I think we're all thinking. If y'all don't know what movie that's from, then shame on you. But I think that your husband is right. If I was married, I wouldn't want my spouse posting nudes and thirst traps all over social media for everybody to see. But then again, it's Kim Kardashian, and there's a part of her. There's not, let me rephrase that. There isn't one part of her that we have not seen already. Kim, did you forget that you made a sex tape? What of all people, Ray J? Did you forget? Because I haven't. And I'm sure many others haven't either. So, yeah, I'm agreeing with Kanye West, surprisingly, on this one. I have my own thoughts about Kanye West as well. I think that he is Uncle Tom and a clown and a coon. But in this particular instance, I feel as if he's right, because if it was my wife, I would be very upset if she decided to post those kinds of things on the internet. But then again, he knew the type of person he married before he married her. Moving right along, Young Miami. Carisha. Now, y'all don't know, but the very first episode I ever recorded for my podcast, the person I was recording with said I spent way too much time talking about Carisha in her vernacular and her vocabulary and using terms such as like flude. But today I feel as if it's necessary to talk about Carisha. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? That's what she was doing in the third grade at 13 years old, y'all. A Breakfast Club interview that she did recently. I believe the question was, when did she lose her virginity? Which I personally don't want to know about, but it's the Breakfast Club, and it's Charlamagne Tha God and Angela Yee and DJ Envy, a whole bunch of whatever. Anyways, they asked her the question, and they were just, asked, like, when did you lose it? And she said, when she was 13. And the boy was 2 years older than her. And then Charlamagne Tha God said, well, how old's the boy? And she was like, I'm 26 and he's 28. And so they was like, oh, so you was 13 and he was 15. And she was like, yeah, I was in the third grade. So you mean to tell me, Carisha, that she was 13 in the third grade? What? See, this is why I love everybody from Miami. Anybody I know from Miami that I'm friends with, I love y'all to death. And I mean no harm by when I say this. But the Miami-Dade public school system has failed Carisha in such a way that she was 13 in the third grade, y'all. Like, whoa. Whoa. This is too much. This is just way too much, Carisha. But It is what it is. If you was 13 in the third grade, baby, God bless you. You are a celebrity now. You are making bank. You making money. I wish I made as much money as you do. My only suggestion and my only advice to you is that you are now in the public spotlight. People are always going to critique you and criticize you and talk about you in such a way that you may not like. So don't give them a reason to talk about you. Just be smart about what you say. Moving right long. You know what? I think I want to stay on this just a tad bit longer. Carisha, man, like, what's going on? First, she's using terms like flued out. The top 21ers go get flued out, all expenses paid, all that. I love them, man. Also, free JT. When you go get out, baby. Come on, it's been too long. Get out. Let my free my dog JT. Please free my dog JT. She been locked up in the penitentiary for so long. I probably pronounced that wrong. Y'all finna talk about me like a dog, but it's or whatever. I don't care. I don't even care. Oh my God. Like, it's just been way too much. What else can we talk about today? I feel like I had something else, and I feel like so ashamed because I had another topic I wanted to discuss. Sheesh. Hold on, uno momento, por favor. But anyways, like, this is a podcast, y'all. I'm just getting started with this thing. I thank y'all for supporting me. I don't really know what I'm doing, but the fact that y'all even listen to me says a lot. Oh, I know what else I want to talk about. Future. Future recently posted a picture with baby Future. It looks like that they're shooting a video, and people are really judging my dog for what he's wearing. Here's my thing. Future's grown. Future got his own money. He make more money than most of y'all. If he wants to wear a I don't even know what it is that he's wearing, and I'm looking right at the picture. Wow, Future. Yeah, I mean, I don't personally care for the outfit, but if you like it, I like it. So, whatever. Also, Tekashi 6ix9ine, let's talk about him for just a minute. Tekashi 6ix9ine's new lawyer was arrested for sneaking drugs and other contraband into jail for his client. Now, Tekashi 6ix9ine has been under pressure and under fire because he has been labeled as a sexual predator. It's been reported that he's actually molested a 16-year-old girl back in 2017, and he is now reportedly supposed to be going to jail for that. And he was also arrested on racketeering charges, I believe it was about a week or two ago. So, but his new lawyer for the case has recently been arrested for sneaking drugs and other contraband in the jail. Tekashi 6ix9ine, I wish you whatever type of luck and blessings because you are just getting it left and right. Like, your new lawyer has been arrested for sneaking contraband. Like, this man could have possibly gotten you off from this charge, but instead, he's too busy sneaking in drugs. For y'all, because y'all want drugs. Moving along, one more thing I want to talk about before I get into something very important. Shamari DeVoe talks about her brief open marriage to Ronnie DeVoe on The Housewives of Atlanta. If you don't know that Ronnie DeVoe was a part of Belle Biv DeVoe, the iconic 90s R&B and hip hop group, and his wife Shamari has reportedly stated that they had an open relationship. And it was reported that she only wanted the open relationship so that she could be able to sleep with other women. Now, once again, these are grown people doing their own thing. They have their own money. They are grown, whatever. They are married. If they decided to make that decision, that is their decision. I don't see why so many people are making such a big deal and such a big fuss about it. But it is what it is. I mean, if that's what they decided to do, that's what they decided to do. What you gonna do? You go beat them? I think not. Moving on to the last topic of today for this podcast. Dang, 20 minutes have really passed by so fast. Oh my gosh. I try to keep this podcast at least under 30 minutes because some people just don't like listening that much. But It is what it is. But last topic of discussion. If you guys don't know what's going on in the world currently, President Donald Trump and his political team and all of the different things that's going on with the refugees and things like that. Y'all really pay attention to what's going on in the world. Like, we just had a midterm election that was very important, but we had three important people who probably should have, who not, I'm not gonna say probably, who should have won office, who didn't win office, but it's okay. Shout out to Beto from Texas. Shout out to Stacey Abrams from Georgia. And definitely shout out to my main man, still my mayor, still my governor of the state of Florida, Andrew Gillum. They didn't win, but it's still a brand new day for people of color and especially black people in politics. But recently, Donald Trump threatened to permanently close the Mexico border, quote, open quote, if need be, end quote. On Monday, just hours after U.S. Border Patrol agents fired tear gas at Central American migrants at the border, Donald Trump demanded Mexico return asylum seekers back to their countries. Trump tweets also came just hours after he falsely claimed to have the same exact policy as the Obama administration, which I don't believe is true. But anyways, in regards to child separation at the border, here's the quote: Mexico should move the flag waving migrants, many of whom are stone cold criminals, back to their countries. End quote. Trump wrote on Twitter, casting a negative light on the migrants despite the contrast shown in photos. Open quote. Do it by plane, do it by bus, do it in any way you want, but they are not coming into the US of A. End quote. I think it's important to realize that we have a man in office who is never been for and will never be for people of color. He's never been for what this country is supposed to stand for either. And for those of you who support Donald Trump, kudos to you for being an idiot. For those of you who don't support Donald Trump, kudos to you for actually having a mind and being smart about your decision for who you elect for political office. Donald Trump is a bigot. Donald Trump is a bigot. He is a racist. Am I probably reaching with my next thing I'm about to say about him? Probably. I think he's a terrorist. I think he's the threat of the United States, not ISIS, not people trying to escape whatever tragedies are going on in their own country. Not people who want a better life in the United States, not black people, not Latino people, not Chinese people, not Middle Eastern people, not Pacific Islander people either. And not even Caucasian people. Donald Trump is the terrorist. And he's also the president of the United States. But on a brighter note, with the midterm elections that happened a couple of weeks ago, we have a Democratic House. Now, what Donald Trump thinks that he's going to do with a Democratic House, I don't know. You tell me. I don't think he's going to get very far, I can tell you that much, especially with Auntie Maxine Waters being the chairman of the Financial Committee. So, Donald Trump, get ready to release those tax returns, okay? Anyways, this has been episode two of Maverick Talks with Tay the Maverick. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. You can follow my personal Instagram at Tay the Maverick, and that's TaeTheMaverick. And also follow the Maverick Talks Instagram page at Maverick Talks on Instagram. We'll be posting new updates and things like that pretty much every single day. So just keep on the lookout for that. We do thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all so much for the many blessings that y'all are bestowing upon me. Thank you for everybody who's supporting me in this project and my endeavor into this podcasting world. Shout out to all the black podcasters that has been hitting me up on Instagram lately. Shout outs to y'all. Shout out to the Black Podcasting Network as a whole, okay? Shout out to them. But anyways, thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a great rest of y'all week. Be blessed, man. Live your best life. Don't go back and forth with people, especially when they're causing you negativity, hurt, and pain. Okay? Live your best life. Love y'all. Talk to y'all next time.